The bye week is a good time to sit down with the general manager of the Kansas City Chiefs, Scott Pioli. And Scott, we'll just start with it. 1-5 beginning. Yeah. None of us saw it coming. I remember driving home from St. Joe after we broke camp, excited, thinking this could be a special season. Still could. Where do you go from here?
We talked about it in training camp, and I know when you left St. Joe excited, I said, Mitch, be excited, be cautiously optimistic, because things on paper are great. And then you got to go out and play games. Obviously, disappointed at 1-5. Didn't expect to be here. No one expected to be here. But that's where we are. So you ask, what do you do? Well, you know what? We come to work every day. We need to work our butts off. Do our jobs better than what we're doing. Starting with me, Mitch. You know, because obviously, as the general manager, I'm in charge of the football operation. And there's, you know, we can't be 1-5. We can't. So we've got to keep coming to work. We have to keep finding ways to win football games, finding ways to get players to play. And if we've got to find other players to play, we got to find other players to play. I mean, this is a results business. And again, I'm at the top of the food chain on this. So we're 1-5, and I'm in charge, and we all got to get our acts together. Starting with me.
You stood on the stage with confetti dropping on your head. You've held the Lombardi Trophy, but you've also been through a lot of difficult times to transition from Cleveland to Baltimore. I mean, even at the beginning of your career. So what have you learned from those experiences that help you move forward to turn this thing around?
Someone told me this a long time ago. When I was playing, was getting ready to get started in the you know, the coaching part. You know, he says, you're never as good as they say, and you're never as bad as they say. You're never as smart as they say, and you're never as dumb as they say. You have to understand that that's what this game is. And what you can't compromise is hard work and staying focused. And there's going to be noise in both directions. When you have great success, there's all this noise and people are, you know, telling you that you're smarter than you are and you can't feed into that, that you're better than you are, you can't feed into that. And then when you're losing, you're being told what an idiot you are and you know, that things aren't going well. And you also have to understand and realize that's noise. You get a plan, you know the plan, you work the plan, and understand some things are going to go your way, some things aren't going to go your way. Stay focused, lead, be a leader, and don't deviate from what you believe is right. Also, don't be so ignorant to think that you have all the answers, because there are things that clearly I've got to tweak. We've got to tweak. So it's a very delicate balance in between sticking to the core of your beliefs, but understanding certain things, you know, do need to be changed.
Let's talk about the noise. This is a passionate fan base. You have seen it first and foremost. They love this team. What do you say to the fans?
The passion that the fans have for this team is a passion I came here with. I still have it. It's 4 years later. I understand the criticism, but you know what? It comes with the territory, and I knew what I was signing up for, but that's the reason I wanted to come here. And that passion comes with good and bad. I've been asked recently, you know, would you still come here? I'm like, heck yeah, and I'm proud to be a Chief. I'm going to work as hard as I can and have people around me working as hard as they can till we get this job done.
Final question. You've already been out on the road. You've been on campuses. What about the process of working to get this roster so that it's 5-1 instead of 1-5.
It's ongoing. We are going to be a better football team at some point, and we're going to be better. We need to be a better football team. And when we are, that job won't stop then either. I mean, this game is about players, and you've got to have good players, and you've got to have good players that are the right kind of guys. That is a core philosophy. We're going to build this team with good players that are the right people, and we're going to win. And when we win, it's going to be with the right way with the right kind of people. And I'm going to continue to do that. Now we have to start winning. And again, ultimately, Mitch, that's on me.